You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Presented by the Salvation Army. This Christmas, you're invited to join our fight for the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army, or visit SalvationArmyUSA.org to donate. Why volcanologists didn't predict New Zealand's deadly eruption. Every year, more than 13,000 tourists head to New Zealand's White Island to snap a selfie and explore. But as the world found out earlier this week, White Island is one of several volcanoes in New Zealand that can produce explosive, steam-driven eruptions at any time. While data had suggested an increased likelihood of an event like Monday's fatal eruption, scientists monitoring the island didn't observe anything signaling an imminent eruption. It serves as a sobering reminder that even in the age of high-tech sensors and big data-crunching algorithms, some forces of nature still elude prediction. Toys R Us is back, now with more surveillance. Following a bankruptcy claim and the closure of more than 800 stores last year, the toy store chain Toys R Us is back in the news, but not in the way they hoped. Media reports revealed the stores installed sensors in the ceilings to track people as they shop, sparking outrage at the idea of a toy store spying on kids. But the companies behind the technology say the products are designed not to record children at all. They say the cameras are generally trained to ignore objects, including people, less than 4 feet tall. That's not exactly ideal, given that a normal American 10-year-old can stand almost 5 feet. And now for today's fast fact. More than 20%. That's how much of retailers' annual sales for goods like televisions, phones, cameras, and games occur between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Which means it's officially game time for Best Buy, the store that has defied the e-commerce trend for years. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT